The concept that you and your colleagues have been working on seems to skip these traditional programming steps and instead are actually teaching, as you could humans, to perform functions.
Exactly. By having the robot looking at humans performing an action, if you have the right formulation, you can get the robot to learn those particular actions and to do it itself.
Along with mechanical functions to do the actual work, there is also the robot's brain, which is usually some type of computer. Using teaching methods, however, the robot needs to be able to see and hear and also be able to comprehend and replicate human-type functions. Now, how are these robots that you and your colleagues working on equipped to be able to do this?
Actually, this is what we mostly work on. We work on the brain of the computer and on the vision of the robot. Because as you well know and you have seen, many people have made robots that can pick up something and move it or perform some kind of a task. What we did is we managed to piece together all these different atomic movements into actions that make sense. So in order to do that, the robot has to be able to see the hands of the person, track the hands of the person, understand the tools that the hands are holding, understand the relationship between the tools and the objects, and recognize the consequences of actions.
So why are you using YouTube videos to do this, which vary from those that are well written and produced to those that have bad audio video quality and may be poorly produced to teach these robots and not specifically produced videos that could provide much more detailed instructions?
We could do that. However, the ability to have a robot go into the internet and, you know, look at a number of videos and understand the actions opens new horizons in our field, because you can imagine robots taking advantage of the internet and what exists in there as a knowledge base which they can use in order to learn how to perform actions. And in our experiments, we used cooking videos. Cooking is an example, because cooking is as hard as anything that you can do with your hands. So we used cooking videos from YouTube. So as a result, then, if the robot is looking at cooking videos, it's learning how to do the same actions, which amount to cooking.
What kind of progress has your team made so far? What can your robots actually do right now?
Oh, our robots can learn a number of actions that involve tools and objects, but the relationship should not be too complex. So in other words, in the way computer science is phrasing this, the grammars, so to speak, that we built for the actions, they are context-free, while there may be actions that are depending on context, or what we call context-sensitive. So for the most part, the robots can perform actions that involve objects and effect of tools on those objects, like cutting or putting together, assembling or moving things.
And finally, Professor, how close are we to having intelligent robots helping us in our kitchens cooking our meals?
We are actually very close. As far as having robots in our kitchens cooking our meals, that will take a little longer, I suspect. But we are much closer to intelligent robots that will be working and helping humans in the new smart manufacturing environments of the immediate future.